Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Do you like your exercise time to be fun and unstructured? Well, in this episode, I'm going to give you 5 essential exercises that you can do, well, almost anywhere and at any time to keep you strong and fit. No gym memberships or even yoga pants required. The 5 key exercises that I would love to see all of us modern convenience-loving, chair-dwelling, workaday grumblers incorporate into our lives are: number 1, push-ups; number 2, pull-ups; number 3, squats; number 4, planks; and number 5, rotations. Now, before you even say it or bother going on Twitter and tweeting at me, I know many of you are thinking, but Brock, I can't even do 1 push-up, or I haven't even tried a pull-up since college. Well, you know what? Never fear. You don't have to be a push-up master, nor do you need to break the world's record for the longest held plank, which incidentally was set by a 62-year-old, just saying, to do this workout. You just need to be realistic and shake that all-or-nothing attitude. There is a quote from author Ijeoma Abebinuo that goes, "Start now. Start where you are. Start with fear. Start with pain. Start with doubt. Start with hands shaking. Start with voice trembling. But start. Start and don't stop. Start where you are with what you have. Just start." Now, I think many of us need to apply this philosophy to our fitness planning. Sure, we're surrounded by workout advice that says, do 15 reps of this exercise or do 10 reps of that exercise. But what do you do if you can only do 1 or maybe none? Well, you modify the movement and start where you are. Not where the internet says you should be, but where you are right now on your very own fitness journey. So let's break down the 5 key movements into some manageable versions, shall we? Let's start with the push-up. Many push-up beginners go straight to knee push-ups because they're more accessible than regular or the military-style push-ups. But I think that putting your knees down on the ground changes the geometry of the body too much. When you place your knees on the ground, you're basically changing the length of your fulcrum, the angle of your lever, and mess with how much your glutes and abs are actually involved in this exercise. Now, don't get me wrong, I think knee push-ups are a different and a fine exercise, but I think a better way to ease into the push-up is to perform wall or incline push-ups. Now, to perform a wall push-up, just stand facing a wall with your toes a couple of feet away from the wall. Then place your hands against the wall and do the push-up movement. Now, to perform an incline push-up, keep your feet on the ground and plant your hands on a table, a countertop, a chair, a stair, or anything else that is raised above ground level, and do the push-up movement. Now, as you get stronger and start to master the push-up movement, you can move your hands to a surface that's closer and closer to the ground. I would say once you can do 10 or 12 push-ups comfortably at a particular height, well, you're ready to move lower. Now, if you're already a push-up master, or once you've turned yourself into a push-up master, you can make the regular old push-up harder by either doing a decline push-up or adding a resistance band into the mix. Now, to perform a decline push-up, do the opposite of the incline push-up. Instead of putting your hands on a raised platform, you put your feet on one. To perform a resistance band push-up, get yourself into the push-up position, place a length of resistance band across your back, and then hold on to the ends in each hand. Now, depending on how tightly you wrap the band, you will not only be fighting gravity, but also the resistance from the elastic. Cool, huh? Now let's talk about pull-ups. If you haven't done a pull-up, say, since high school, or perhaps since never, here's how I propose you learn. It's by doing a pull-up progression. Keep your home pull-up bar low, around shoulder height, so you are able to keep your feet on the ground throughout the whole pull-up. Now, if that's not possible, just place a chair under the bar so you can stand on it. Then you do as many of these self-assisted pull-ups as you can, then rest for 60 to 90 seconds and do it again. Do 3 to 5 sets a few times a week. But make sure you are challenging yourself by switching the load from your legs to your arms more and more. Remember that the best and fastest way to build a muscle is to use it to failure, then let it recover, and then take it to failure again. Then, after a few weeks, move the bar a little higher or move your chair out of the way and attempt a full bodyweight pull-up. And once you can do 3 full bodyweight pull-ups, move the bar up to proper height and banish the chair for good. Stick to the same schedule as you did before, but do 5 sets of as many pull-ups as you can. And that goes even if the last set or 2 is one single noisy and ugly pull-up. You'll start to see gains faster and faster at this point. Make sure you keep it up. And remember that your chin must clear the bar for it to be a real pull-up. And again, if you're already a pull-up master, you can add weight to your body. And you can invest in belts that are built specifically for this purpose, or simply clutch a dumbbell between your thighs. Now, I personally like the dumbbell method because it adds some isometric leg contractions to your pull-up. Win-win. All right, let's move on to squats. Now remember that you should squat in whatever way feels most comfortable for you. As you get better at the squatting movement, your aim should be to improve your form and positioning. But please don't force your body into any position it isn't ready for. That might mean that you squat with a narrow stance, or like me, a wider stance, and maybe your toes are pointing straight forward, or maybe, again, like me, they're rotated out a little bit. Let your own personal skeleton be your guide. And also, remember to focus on your range of motion first, rather than immediately trying to squat a heavy load. As long as you can maintain good form, squatting deeper with a lighter barbell, kettlebell, or no weight at all is actually better for you than loading up a shallow and stiff squat. If you haven't squatted in forever, start by simply sitting down on a chair and standing back up again. Don't pause for too long on the chair, though. Rebound up and out of the chair so you develop those muscles faster. Also, keep your back nice and tall, your neck long, and your eyes on the horizon. Don't let your upper body collapse or slouch. And once you can do 10 or 12 chair squats comfortably, move on to air or bodyweight squats, focusing on using the posture that you developed on the chair. Your goal now is to increase the depth of your squat over time. And here's some important information. The more vertical that your shins are during the squat, with your knees stacked right above your ankles, and the more untucked your pelvis is, the more of your glutes you will use. And we want our glutes, so keep those shins vertical and that pelvis aligned. And also, how deep you can get yourself into a squat depends on a few things. Your own personal depth is based on how well you can keep your shins and your pelvis in that correct position. All right, let's move on to planks now. I highly recommend that you watch a how-to video and look at some planking images online if you've never done one before. And don't worry, I will link to a great video from Yoga15's Abby Carver in the show notes over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com. But for those of you who prefer to learn from a description, well, here you go. First, lay face down on the floor or on a soft mat or rug, because that can make it more comfortable. Then place your elbows directly under your shoulders and align your wrists with your elbows. Then push your body up so you create a straight and flat line from your toes to your head. Now keep your chin in close to your neck. You can think of holding a tennis ball under your chin, actually. Then engage your abs like you're about to be punched in the stomach, and then squeeze your gluteal or your tailbone and thigh muscles simultaneously. But make sure to breathe normally. Then hold this plank position for a few seconds at first. and increase that duration over time. Don't try to go for the world record right off the bat. Then rest and repeat. And here's some important information. Make sure you keep your back flat and your bum tucked in to get the core working the way it should. Also, keep your neck in a neutral position and your eyes on the floor. Don't stare at yourself in, say, the reflection in the mirror or on your yoga neighbor. And finally, keep your breathing deep and slow. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And believe me, this actually makes planking feel easier. Now, if you can already hold a plank for minutes on end, you may want to make them harder by lifting a hand or a foot off the ground. Plank taps, where you're tapping alternate feet and hands on the ground, are also a really good challenge. And finally, let's talk about rotations. And I saved this one for the very end because it's probably the least familiar movement of the bunch. Rotation is simply your ability to twist your core all the way from your pelvis to your rib cage. It's an often overlooked movement, and I think overlooking it is a huge mistake. I mean, when we walk, every step we take involves a rotation of the thoracic spine. When we run, that rotation is increased. When we use a broom to clean up a mess, we also involve rotation of the core and spine. And the list goes on. So, as a matter of injury prevention, I suggest training your rotation to keep it supple and strong. And my four favorite rotation exercises are number one, woodchoppers, number two, the Russian twist, number three, the side plank rotation, and number four, resistance band trunk rotations. And I'll describe each one of those. First, the woodchopper. This can be done with or without a weight, and I suggest starting with no weight. To do a woodchopper, start by squatting and twisting to the left, holding your hands, or the dumbbell, on the outside of your left leg. Then, lift the weight diagonally across your body until you're twisted to the right with your hands, or the dumbbell, above your head. Then, lower and twist the weight back down to the starting position to complete one rep. Now, the next exercise is the Russian twist, and this can be done with a dumbbell, a medicine ball, or, again, with no weight at all, and I suggest, again, starting with no weight. Now, to do the Russian twist, sit down in a sit-up position with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Then, holding your hands, or the weight, just out in front of your chest, sit back until you can't really go any further without tipping over. Then exhale as you twist your body to the left, allowing your right arm to cross over to the left side. Then inhale and twist back to the center. Then do it on the opposite side. And so on and so on. Now the next exercise is the side plank rotation. This can also be done with a light weight in your top arm, but that's a pretty advanced technique. Use caution if you decide you want to try that. Now to do the side plank rotation, drop to the ground and get on your right or your left side in a plank position. Now reach for the sky with your upper hand and then reach down to the ground, around and through the space between your ribs and the floor. Then twist back up to neutral and reach for the sky again. Go back and forth until your abs give out or you start to shake. Then do the other side. And the final exercise is trunk rotations, and this can be done with a resistance band, as I will describe, but you can also use a cable machine if you happen to be going to the gym. To do the resistance band trunk rotation, anchor your resistance band at chest height around something good and sturdy. Then grab onto it in both hands and step sideways away from the anchor. Then extend your arms out in front of you and twist your torso away from the anchor until your arms are straight out to your side. Then reverse the motion in a slow and controlled movement. Don't let the resistance band pull you over. And once you've fatigued that side, well, change sides and do it all again. Adding these five key movements, the push-up, the pull-up, the squat, the plank, and the rotation, a few times per week into an otherwise active and movement-filled lifestyle is a great way to stay fit and mobile. Finding some time in your day for these movements will also help keep you safe and injury-free while you hike. cycle, run, swim, jog, walk, dance, and play. And the best part is these exercises don't take a ton of time. They don't require any expensive gear or necessitate a trip to the gym. All right, that's it for this week. But before I let you go, I want to remind you that Monica Reinagle, the nutrition diva, and I have started a brand new podcast called Change Academy. And in that podcast, we teach you how to create a healthy mindset, sustainable habits, and a lifestyle that you'll love and that loves you back. Both of us are seasoned pros with decades of nutrition and fitness expertise and also a lot of coaching experience. And together, we take the tricky business of behavior change and make it a lot more approachable and even enjoyable. So check us out at changeacademypodcast.com. Now, this podcast, Get Fit Guy, is written, narrated, and produced by me, Brock Armstrong, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. Our audience development and marketing coordinator here at Quick and Dirty Tips is Morgan Ratner. Our digital ad operations coordinator is Michelle Margulis. Our digital associate is Emily Miller. And our vice president and fearless leader is Kathy Doyle. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and push up, pull up, squat, plank, and rotate.